Midnight Media Studios and Paranormal Underground Magazine, welcome to Paranormal Underground Radio. It's time to explore the unexplained with your hosts, Rick Hale and Karen Frazier.
Hey, and Rick Hale's actually back with us tonight. Welcome to
Paranormal Underground Radio.
Hey, Rick.
Hello, Karen. Sorry, guys, for missing last week, but you know what? Daddy duty calls, and some things are just, infinitely more important, but I have returned tonight.
See, and that is why my name should be first, because the radio show is more important than my children.
But that's because your children are also teenagers. Mine is a two-month-old and can't take care of himself, so.
Oh, and you think that teenagers can take care of themselves? Cheryl! Rick thinks teenagers can take care of themselves.
Oh, Rick, you are in for a shock. A big shock.
What do you think? You get them to like 13 and then you just leave them all alone?
No.
That's what happened with me.
Oh, now
well,
I'm just sad.
I'm so sorry to hear that, which is why you are possessed of the devil.
Yes. Well, that's what my family thinks because I'm into this whole paranormal gig. They think that I am of the devil, and I oblige them every time. You know, I go over there, throw up the devil horns, and rock on, Satan. So,
you know, what's amazing to me is how many things people think are of the devil. Mm-hmm. You know, like the voodoo religion, for instance, is definitely not satanic in the slightest. As a matter of fact, it's a deity based religion, and yet people think that these, you know, the voodoos or Wiccans or some of these other religions are just possessed of demons and devils, and it's kind of a shame because, you know, it's a live and let live world, I think. And you know, I figure, and even, do you know that even Satanism, I believe, is not actually about Satan?
Well, you have there's different degrees of, like, you know, I guess what you would call Satanism. You have religious Satanism, which is, you know, the Church of Satan or the Temple of Set, which is run by the Reverend Peter Gilmore, and they don't actually worship the devil in the Christian sense. It's more of a worship and celebration of self.
Right.
Right. And then you have your self-styled Satanists. These are the guys who are really, you know, sacrificing animals and calling forth demons and stuff like that. So.
Right. Well, yeah, no, I know that. But the actual religion, Satanism, that's the organized religion, mm-hmm. is the one that I was talking about. And the same for Wicca and voodoo and a lot of other earth-based religions and things like that.
Right.
It's just always amazing to me that people are unwilling to look at, you know, groups that worship other deities or worship the same deity but call it something different, and they judge one another. That it kind of bothers me. So,
well, that's why I was glad when that terrible show that was on A&E there for a while, Extreme Paranormal, was when they got rid of that, because that really did paint voodoo or Vodun, which is the a proper pronunciation of it. It really painted Vodun as kind of a, you know, it did. It's like this satanic, malicious religion. I've never met anybody involved with Vodun, but mm-hmm. I do like hanging out with Wiccans, and, you know, I think they're really cool people, you know, and there's absolutely nothing evil or satanic about Wicca at all.
No, I actually wrote an article on Wicca, probably about 2 years now. It's been quite a while. It was for a mm-hmm. Halloween issue. And it was really interesting, the stuff that I learned about it. And, of course, I always knew that Wicca was kind of an earth-based form of spirituality and goddess spirituality.
Right.
But you know, there are some things that I didn't know, like they believe if they put evil in the world, it comes back to them threefold and stuff. And I know a person who claims to be Wiccan, although really what she wants to do is put evil in the world. And all I can say is I hope it comes back to her threefold.
Right.
Personal vendettas, anyone?
Well, the popular Wiccan saying is, as long as it hurts no one, do what thou wilt.
Right.
So I believe that's called the Wiccan Reed. So,
yes.
You know, don't, you know, if you are going to cast spells, just make sure you cover yourself and make sure that it's with the best intentions. And it comes that way with anything regarding the supernatural or the paranormal. Always have the best intentions because you really don't know what's out there and what's going to come and get you.
Nothing so far, nothing bad has come and got me yet. So
no, definitely.
So hey, we went on the Underground Tour, Seattle Underground, this last weekend with the kids.
I saw the pictures. That's awesome. I can't wait to take Theodore to his first haunted place.
Well, I have to tell you, I don't know how, but somehow I'm just not always in my right head, because as I've explained to you, I can no longer see things and I'm getting old. Mm-hmm. So it just didn't even occur to me that the place was haunted. And what happened is I told the boys, I said, okay, let's do something as a family. You're not going to sit upstairs and play video games all day. We're going to do something. So here's the deal. You guys come up with something to do, or I'll come up with something to do as a family that involves cleaning products.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they came up with the Seattle Underground.
Now is that the Shanghai tunnels?
No, those are in Portland. That's different.
Oh, nuts. But oh well, I've heard that the Seattle Underground is still very haunted.
Yes, yes. And as a matter of fact, Bert saw his first full body apparition in Seattle. In the Seattle.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Outstanding.
So, yeah. So anyway, we went and we got there, and it didn't even occur to me that this place was haunted. And mm-hmm. One of the tour guides saw I was wearing my very discreet Paranormal Underground gear. And she saw it and she said, oh, you're here for the ghosts. And I was like, oh, yeah, there are ghosts, too. So it was an interesting tour. And they only told the one ghost story on the tour. But who cares? Because the history of Seattle was just incredible. And what I learned is that Seattle is apparently built on, essentially scams and alcohol, like, bootleg alcohol and hooker spit.
Hooker spit?
Well, hookers.
Well, you know, at least it's not like Chicago. We're built on, bullets and, basically, but you know what? Every city has to have their history, and it's not always going to be pretty.
No, well, Seattle's isn't, but it's really fascinating. And anybody who's up here in the Pacific Northwest or happens to visit Seattle, I highly recommend the Underground Tour, whether there are ghosts or not. So, hey, we need to take a break. And when we come back, we are going to be talking to the guys from the Great American Phenomena Hunt. You want to say a PPPP now, or are we good? Phenomena. So we will be right back with them. And until then, this is Paranormal Underground Radio on Z-Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Chad Wilson, publisher and co-founder of Paranormal Underground Magazine.
And I'm Cheryl Knight, editor-in-chief and co-founder of Paranormal Underground Magazine.
Every month, Paranormal Underground explores the unexplained with a free monthly online magazine.
We take an in-depth look at all kinds of unexplained phenomena, talk with some of the field's top experts, and share the latest news and information about the paranormal.
Visit us at ParanormalUnderground.net, where you can read the magazine online, explore our paranormal evidence galleries, watch videos, participate in discussions, or read blogs with some of our writers and editors.
We hope you'll join us. Visit ParanormalUnderground.net and explore the unexplained.
Hi, this is Karen Frazier, author of Avalanche of Spirits, The Ghosts of Wellington, a new book from Ghost Night Media. In summer of 2009, I visited Wellington, Washington, a former railroad town in the Cascade Mountains of Washington State, where the worst avalanche disaster in the history of the United States occurred. 96 people lost their lives. What I found there changed my life forever. Before I visited Wellington, I wasn't sure that I believed in ghosts or even in the human soul. Now I know for sure that ghosts are real and that our souls go on after we die. You can read all about my experiences at Wellington in my new book, Avalanche of Spirits, The Ghosts of Wellington, which is on sale at Amazon.com. To learn more, visit avalancheofspirits.com. Do you want to keep up with what's going on at Paranormal Underground?
Then tweet us on Twitter at ParanormalUG.
Or follow us on Facebook at Paranormal Underground.
Meet us on MySpace, Paranormal Underground.
There's no need to be in the dark about what's going on at Paranormal Underground. Join us on your favorite social networking site today.
Thank you. The views expressed and opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of ZTalk Radio, its affiliates, or sponsors.
Station identification.
You're listening to ZTalk Radio Network.
Operating frequency
on ztalkradio.com.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to Paranormal Underground Radio. This is your host, Rick Hale, and I'm here with my co-host, Karen Frazier. Tonight on the show, we have a really interesting and a really great show. Tonight we have Jeff Grunau, Barry Doyle, as well as the Ghost Box Kid himself, Phil Summers, has returned. And woo-hoo! They're going to be talking to us about the Great American Phenomenon Hunt. How's it going, guys?
Good. How you doing?
It's going good,
pretty
man.
Good, man.
Going great.
Excellent. So I also noticed that Barry... You are apparently a deity. You are the tech god.
How did you get that way?
That is not self-proclaimed. I need you guys to know that. There is no narcissism on this side of the phone.
So was there a special installation ceremony for becoming a tech god? Or
apparently... Okay.
We can't divulge that. It does involve...
So next time something goes wrong on one of my paranormal investigations, I want to know, can I pray to you, Barry?
I did notice,
though. Yeah, you can.
Though.
Aha! Sweet!
Excellent, because guys. I did notice that it's Big G, Barry. Big G.
Thank you. Hey, I'm liking that one.
That's pretty arrogant, dude.
But I'm liking the Big G thing. I admit it. But I'm telling you, it's not self-proclaimed. And, okay. And as far as the paranormal investigation thing, if something goes wrong, you know, it's like, you know, change your batteries. And then I keep walking, you know?
Okay.
It's the best advice ever.
Very good. So you definitely are tech god. You've got it absolutely. All figured out.
It's an easy out. You got something
right.
That doesn't work on investigation, change the batteries.
Change the batteries.
If your computer isn't working, click restart.
Okay, so here's what I want to know, tech god. The one thing that convinced my husband absolutely and completely that we were in the presence of ghosts is that we had a camera that had two separate IR lights on it, and they were on mechanical slider switches. The camera, you know, it was just like a Sony or something, and so those things shut off all the time. But those two slider switches shut off at the same time, like they actually slid into the off position at exactly the same time. Now, was that your doing?
No, this is a serious question.
That is a serious question.
Okay, so you had two slider switches, mm-hmm. and this was on the same light or two different lights?
Two different lights.
Barry, your was DT anybody... ship is on the line here.
And the camera turned off too at the exact same time.
I know I'm walking on delicate ground here because it sounds like it's a debate amongst two people in a close relationship. I'm going to risk it all. If nobody was manhandling those two lights,
they were not.
Or dropping the camera halfway down, I got to say that's pretty interesting.
Yeah,
these slider switches are separate from each other. You're saying
yes.
There's a distance apart from them.
Yes, there was a distance apart from them of about a foot, maybe a little lot farther, and we also had three other pieces of equipment shut off at exactly the same time.
Wow.
Well, what's the odds of that?
I think probably not very good. So, no, that, like I say, that's my husband is very science-minded and did not believe in ghosts until that happened, and now he does. So.
And these were battery-operated devices, by the way? Yes, no?
Yes, they were battery-operated devices, but we had recently changed the batteries.
Mm.
Yeah, well, my point is that if they were independently powered, they were more than each device had its own battery or batteries, then that makes it even more of the likelihood of that happening makes it even lesser than, because it's not all plugged into one receptacle or the same, you know, circuit.
Nope.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Phil, that's amazing.
Wow, that's amazing.
Amazing.
Well, it was a pretty cool experience. Like I say, for something to convince him beyond a shadow of a doubt was, you know, that was pretty cool for me because I'm pretty easy to convince, but him, it took that. So, hey, let's get on to the Great American... No, is that what it's called? I'm sorry. The Great American Phenomena Hunt. Tell me about it, guys.
Tell us about it, Karen.
No, Rick's not here. Just tell me.
Well, what's going on is I've been doing this off and on pretty much my entire life. And, you know, you watch on these shows nowadays, and you know, everything's mainstream, everything's a production. You know, oh, what was that? Did you hear that? Oh, wow, what's happening? And, you know, you go and you watch the South Park episode of the Ghost Hunters, and it says it best. You know, everything is a production.
Yeah.
Everybody has to keep in mind that they have a production crew behind them. This is all about ratings, people. Come on. Mm-hmm. Let's not forget this. And everybody is just so involved with this stuff out there, and that's the word I'm going to use is stuff, because this is probably a G-rated show. It's craziness. It's just
it is now, Jeff.
All I see when I turn on the computer is orb this, orb that, orb everything.
Yeah.
And nobody knows how to use a camera. You know,
right.
It's nuts.
Right.
So what we're doing is we are taking the high road. We are taking the Hollywood out of it. We're leaving Hollywood in California. That's where it belongs. It does not need to be in paranormal investigations.
I agree.
I understand these guys are great in their own way. I'm not saying they're not real investigators, but they've got a production crew behind them.
Right.
They lost control once they sign on that dotted line for those episodes.
Right.
I commend them for doing it. Good job, guys. It's interesting stuff that you do, but it's entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
We're out there for the real thing. We're out there to pledge to these people, to everybody that follows us and is interested in the phenomena, different subject matters, that we're going to take a pledge of not only honesty, but integrity. What
right.
you see is what you get. What you see is what we experience, uncut, unedited, unadulterated, period. It's raw.
And no
it's
music.
Wild. It's crazy. It's going to knock you right in the back of your seat. It's not like anything else has ever done. We're not going to be the ones in front of the camera episode after episode after episode. We're going to travel the country and sometimes travel the world featuring the top people in these small teams all over in the back cities doing these investigations. What are they doing? How are they doing it? Why are they doing it that way? What's their philosophy? What is their mindset? And really join everybody together.
Very nice.
And get it out.
Very cool.
Now, yeah, can I sing for a moment? Reunited, and it's sorry.
You know, I just
welcome to my world. I introduced Barry J. Doyle.
Yeah, I just
get warm and fuzzy when he talks that way.
Praise God.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on that, Jeff. You know that I think what's happened is that. These guys have gotten way too big for their britches, as my grandfather used to say. And they have completely left behind all the research and all the whole reason behind why we go out and investigate.
Well, it's because it's about entertainment, right?
Yeah, it's about entertainment and it's about making a buck, and right. That's what it's all about. There's you know, the great Hans Holzer.
You said a key word there, and you know, look, you're the first one that said this word, and I have to reach through the internet radio waves and shake your hand, buddy.
Oh, thank you.
You said the magic word, research.
Research, right.
You know, everybody, not one person out there, I challenge anybody out there listening right now, I want you to send me an email to jeff@tgaph.tv. Send it directly to me. And I want you to tell me, what do you think, what is an investigation? I want the steps. What are your steps from initial contact to when you walk out the door when you're done with your investigation? I'll bet 99% of the people out there don't even realize, what does it take to do an investigation?
Right.
What do you have to do? What's involved in the research? What's involved with, you know, going in and setting up your equipment? How do you know how to set it up? How do you know what you need? How do
right.
you know where to put it? You know, what do you do? When do you do it? And where do you do it?
Right.
They don't know because they don't mm-hmm. see it. They don't get this stuff shown to them. Well, we're going to do it totally different. When we put out a video out there, it's going to show you from start to finish. From that phone call when we get it or that email when we get it to all the hours and hours and hours and hundreds of pages, literally, of research
mm-hmm.
that we do before an investigation.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, it's more on the teams out there, what they're going to do, how they're going to do it. And, you it's this is almost like an educational type thing. We want to make sure that these teams are working together. They're doing it the right way, and they're getting the best bang for their buck when they're using this equipment.
I love what you're saying, but I've got to tell you, I also recognize a little bit of irony in what you're saying, and I'm sure you've heard this before, but, you know, in the paranormal field, a lot of people have gone into the paranormal field for one reason and one reason only, because they think they're going to get on TV.
Exactly.
And so there's a little bit of irony in what you're saying as well, because, you know.
Jeff, can I interject on that one?
Yeah, let me
say one thing real quick, Barry, and then it's all yours.
Say something?
You are not on a network. I will not have this on a network.
Right.
It's on a .tv.com that I purchased through GoDaddy.
Right.
You know, that's why, because I will not allow a production company to come in here and take the creative rights. And that's the first thing that happens when you sign on that line. You're done.
Yep.
They take your basic premise, and you know what? If they don't like the way your hair looks one day, you're out of there. And somebody else is in your place. And then you're just SOL. That's why it's an internet-based show. It's through the website only. It's not on a television network. Have I been approached in the past? Many times. Have I said no? Have I got up and walked out of meetings? Many times.
Yeah.
And it always gets to that same point of creative control.
Mm-hmm.
If I can't have creative control, or I should say if we can't have creative control, if we cannot maintain the integrity, then we want nothing to do with it. That's why we're here now.
Basically, it all boils down to is that, and I completely agree with you on this, you're not being a sellout.
That's right.
And that's cool. Yeah.
Yeah, we're not in this for the money. If we make money at it, great. You know, it'd be nice for it to kind of pay for itself and help me pay the enormous bills that it's costing right now. But if we don't,
Some of us understand that because we have a free online magazine that doesn't pay for itself, so we know where you're coming from.
Yeah, but you know what though? I do get paid in respect and, you know, monthly pictures of Karen Fraser in various naughty poses. So it's totally worth it, guys.
Hey, can you guys go ahead and forward some of those my way?
Yeah, I
like naughty pictures.
Oh God, you guys!
You know, I just have something to say on that subject.
Barry, did you have something to add? Not to the naughty pictures part, but to the irony that
yeah,
I was
talking. We'll just kind of skip over that, and hopefully, you know, people won't tune into what I just said. The thing is that we're all coming from this point of wanting to be passionate about not only aligning the paranormal community, but aligning the paranormal community of those who are out there striving to do it and do it with integrity. And the issue is that we see lots of groups, from local groups to national groups, who they'll have these workshops, like a spirit photography workshop, and then we find out that, you know, when we look at what they did, they went into some old historical location that's just full of dust, and they put these people who pay because they watch the shows, they get their chance to pay for this spirit workshop, and the next thing you know, they're bringing their compact cameras, the flash is built in.
Yeah.
At the workshop, of course, they're not going to tell them. You guys know what's going to happen when they all go home. Wow!
Yeah.
Ooh, orbs. You know, and look at all these spirits. And
look at these
orbs. That happen. Orbs. We have a, you know, we have a joke about that ourselves, like orbs. But the bottom line is that's the kind of thing that it discredits. It's a modern, and I don't mean to sound like, you know, I'm special, but I will say this. I think everybody can agree. These people are the modern version of table tippers, in my opinion. They are also hoaxing, and it's not fair to the poor folks who pay good money. And then the teams that are also, for the teams who are out there who are new and they're learning, that's great because they're learning. Mm-hmm. But that's what we want to do. We want to make a difference there. Try and be 100% authentic. We will back up all of our evidence and back it up and back it up. That's what we're going to do. And I don't know. That's basically how I'll wrap it. I don't got other things to talk about.
Okay.
Oh, great. I think that Karen and I, Karen, you agree with him, right?
Totally. Did you want more? It was totally good.
No, sorry. That was like a lag that I just had on there. Sorry about that.
Yes, totally. I totally agree. And, you know, the thing is that you see the community of paranormal investigation is really diverse and interesting, of course. And mm-hmm. what you see is that you see teams that are out there to have a good time, but they still take what they do seriously. And right. then you see the teams that are out there and they're all about drama and who gets credit for what. And how do you separate those mm-hmm. teams out as you're deciding who to follow?
Well, you know, it's a very stringent qualification process. You know, these teams that we're going to feature, they have to qualify. This is not for somebody that's out there, you know, I don't want to, and I use this term just for the lack of a better word, because it is all a hobby with us, but, you know, for some of us, it's more of a passionate hobby than others. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we want the teams that are really out there making a difference. We want the teams that are really trying, putting their best forward, and really making a concerted effort to do things right. Not the ones where, you know, they're like Barry's talking about, having all these workshops and taking all these photographs, and everything is an orb. Everything. You know, everything is a
spirit globule. Spirit globule. Excuse me, Jeff. Reset. Jeff, get the term right. Spirit globule.
Oh. And God proclaimed that, so that is now what it is.
The tech God. Yeah, I have this question for you, Barry, about teams that will qualify. Nowadays, it seems that anybody who wants to use a psychic or a spirit medium or an intuitive on their you know, they're pretty much, you know, frowned upon. Is that a problem with, you know, with the teams that you guys would showcase? Is that if they use, you know, intuitives?
Well, we have our own opinions, and that could take all night. That's another subject altogether. But in general, I feel, you know, we have a team. If we're working with a team that is employing this person or persons who are sensitive, so to speak, and it's actually contributing to authentic evidence, then mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with it personally, and I don't think we do. Like, for instance. Okay. If you were to have here's an example. If you were to have a sensitive person who maybe is sensitive on the team, and they walk through with an investigator, and they walk through a location, and they mm-hmm. go ahead and do their 30, 45 minutes of looking around, the next team that comes in with proper equipment and using the techniques that are acceptable, you know, scientifically, goes mm-hmm. through, and they compare notes after the fact and find correlation. Great.
Okay.
But if you have a medium that's going to lead the team, that better be Chip Coffee.
Yeah.
Because I mean, there are some gifted folks out there. We truly believe in certain folks are authentic, but man, oh man, I mean, I think that there is unfortunately too many people to get excited just like the flash pictures of orbs and think that they're sensitive.
Yes.
So the teams
absolutely.
Employ it. If the teams employ it as a blind methodology, so that the other team members are not influenced in collecting their evidence or biased. You show correlation in examining the evidence after the fact, right on. Science meets spirituality, bam.
I have no problem with that, yeah.
I have no
Love
problem
it.
With that, yeah, absolutely.
Love it. So,
and the
Jeff,
thing is also,
Phil?
Well, it's like also when you get into all the information, for instance, like the team that's just learning, mm-hmm. and they're... Or even the experienced investigator. I mean, we're all learning. If you quit learning in this, it's time for you to find another hobby.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you hear all over the place, all these postings everywhere, which piece of equipment to use for what, what's better than the other, don't use this, use that, this was the newfangled one that just came out, and this one's better, this one's more mm-hmm. sensitive, this one's got a better CMOS, and all this jargon rigmarole. Now, unless you're the tech god, you don't understand it. You don't know
right.
the first what just read.
That's why we created the tech.
We're going to take that equipment, and we're going to put it to the test. You're mm-hmm. not only going to see what we find out about it, but you're going to see how it works in the field.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to give you the pros and cons of everything and let you make up your own mind. We will never, ever tell you, don't use this. This is crap. You need to use this one. You know, we're all adults. We all have brains. We need to start using our brains a whole lot more in this field. We're going to give you the information and let you make informed judgment.
Phil is on our team. You said we're all adults. Stop it. Just stop it.
Well, Phil is getting there. Phil is getting there.
Inside joke. Outside joke, 17? Too. Nope. He turned 18 when we were on the Globe trip, right?
Yeah, we give Phil crap about his age because he's a young buck yet, and
hold on.
Harry and I is the old geezers.
Seriously, Phil is only 18 years old?
No.
I was going to say, I'm like, no way.
No, I'm in the Air Force, guys.
Yes, he is in the United States Air Force, by the way, for everybody out there. he's serving our country. So there's a big thumbs up for that.
Excellent.
Yeah, and Phil, you're safely in your early 20s, correct?
Yes, sir, I am. Only 22.
Okay. And I would say, Jeff, he's fairly immature 22-year-old, but we still love him.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, you'll notice that we have fun with what we do. We certainly have fun.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Oh, sorry about that. Yeah. Sorry, guys. We get these really bad Skype lags all the time. And sometimes it's I'll be thinking that, oh, okay, well, everybody's all gone now. So, all right, cool, we're back.
We're all here.
You have to blame the tech god for that one.
Yeah, that's definitely cool. The tech god.
That's right.
Well, I'm sure Skype has their own tech god as well. You know, they got to fix that stuff.
Yeah.
Yes, for everybody that has technical issues, I want you to write Barry J. Doyle at MSN.com.
Should I write him about that little drop-off that I just had?
You should. You should file a complaint.
So was that just me because it was like all of a sudden you sounded like a robot talking about it. It was all scrambled and stuff. It was really cool.
Yeah, it was really weird.
It was paranormal. No doubt about it.
It most definitely was.
It was probably alien.
Guys, my meters went off. I recorded all this. I'm going to review the evidence later. If I hear, you know, some kind of strange voices with the Skype loud, you know, we're going to open up the Visky.
Yeah,
it could. Paranormal.
Phil just took the photograph and got an oil blood above my head going down my arm.
So hey, I have to step in here real fast because Philly the kid, Rick has a confession to make.
Mr. Phil Summers, the Ghost Box kid, I am starting to become very open-minded concerning the Ghost Box. Because I know when you were on the show last and I did have to leave, I was said that I was very skeptical. But after doing a lot of research in it and found out that, you know, a lot of my facts weren't right, and I am starting to become very open-minded concerning it, so...
You heard it here first, folks?
You heard it first.
Wow.
That's
yeah.
Amazing.
That's huge.
That is amazing.
Now, you know, guys, I do have a question, you know, concerning the whole, you know, the great American phenomenon hunt. Are you just going to be primarily doing ghost investigations, or are you also going to be looking at extraterrestrial as well as cryptozoological mysteries?
Everything.
Excellent.
If it is unexplained, we will be there. Whether it be paranormal, monster-type reports, UFOs, alien, extraterrestrials, all of the above, everything.
So do you have a favorite?
Right now, we just got a line on... And check this out. This is a hot lead right here. I'm going to break it right here, Barry.
No! Don't give it up.
A secret priest organization that is building a telescope just northeast of Tucson on sacred Indian grounds, and the Vatican is bankrolling it.
Wow.
And the code names?
That's amazing. Now, why would the Catholic Church, number one, why would they want to be involved with a telescope? Number two, why are the Jesuits involved in it? And number three, why do they have to put it on sacred Indian burial grounds?
And what is the name of that telescope, Jeff?
Why is that point so touchy with them? Why does it have to be there? Well, we're going to be there and find out. We're going to go find out. We're going to break this open.
Well, from what...
Dan Rather of Paranormal.
You know,
this is going to be a hot ticket because it's a crossbreed of the different things that we explore.
Right.
Yeah.
What I was going to say is that from what I understand, the Vatican actually has a whole lot of interest concerning anything that's dealing with extraterrestrials right now.
Yeah.
And Rob, did you see that the Vatican has just released tens of thousands of documents in reference to UFOs and extraterrestrials and ancient writings and all that stuff? They just released that, I think, what, about 6 months ago or so?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah, it looks as if the dogma is beginning to slip away concerning us being the only thing God ever created.
Yes. And you know what? That is definitely another show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to look down that universe and really think that we are the only intelligent life forms anywhere, and you're only seeing as far as your eye can see, come on.
Mm-hmm. Let's
be realistic about things. Yeah, but that all gets back to the website, TGAPH.TV, TGAPH.TV. This is basically set up like a very popular social media website that will remain nameless and faceless. It's set up like that quite a bit. It's very easy to navigate. You go in there, sign up. Right now it's free. Everything's free. Go in and sign up in the Phenomena Cafe. We've got a great couple of authors in there right now. Susie Lewis from up in Canada. She's our resident occult expert and demonologist. She's writing just a ton of great articles for in there. Barry, our tech god, is just going to blow the technology world on its rear end. You know, but
this tech god thing, guys, even I laugh with it. But, you know, I'm just going to have to go with it.
You know, let me tell you a story about this tech god title. Barry has been really torn with this title because, like you just said, you know, that's kind of arrogant, you know? But it's not.
I don't think we said arrogant. I think he did.
No, I think I said arrogant.
Okay, well, that's because he's never mind.
Well, it can come off like that. But you know what? I want it to come off like that. I won't let him change it. I won't. I refuse because it says it perfect. Because you don't know Barry Doyle like I know Barry Doyle. Barry Doyle, I'm not kidding you. This guy is like just insane when he comes. He's like the Einstein of technology.
Excellent.
You ask this guy, if he doesn't know the answer, you can hear him typing on his keyboard on the phone, and within about 30 seconds, he's quoting something. Well, here you go. Well, for instance, we're building infrared lights to supplement infrared light for night vision. And he's talking about the bulbs and all this, and I'm about as dumb as a box of rocks when it comes to technology. I'll be the first to admit it. I don't know a three-chip from a one-chip IR, LED, bulb, whatever
you want to call it. You do now.
I do now.
He knows his triple chips, and he knows his 30-degree angle, and his 60-degree angle bulb.
And peak voltage and all this junk. Heck, I've even got a little laboratory out in my shed now on my workbench for electronics. It's crazy. But that's why he's the tech god. Because if Barry Doyle tells you something about it, you can pretty much take it as gospel writing.
You guys, I'm glad we are getting this. We are archiving all this. I need it. Because when these guys... When we're debating over evidence, I can't wait to pull this out.
I think I just slipped my own throat. I don't know. But I'm serious, though. He gets so much information on this stuff. He does the research. He's got the knowledge base. So when he posts something up there, when he gives some sort of information about technology, on how to use it, what it does, why it does it that way, it's true. It's factual. It's not just using big words to confuse you and get you to nod your head and say, okay, yeah, that's way too much for me.
Yeah,
Jeff, if you don't mind, I want to interject on a serious note. I mean, honestly, guys, the whole thing is that we want to be honest about the technology and the tools that we're using, and that's we're going to be hardest on ourselves first. We are going to go with other teams. We go out ourselves, and our documentary that is in the works right now. Let me put it this way: the piece of equipment that we used to get approximately 30 minutes of consistent evidence And I'm talking about, you know, 30 minutes. And about I judge so far, we haven't counted exactly, probably 95% positive rate on what we acquired out of 100%. Mm-hmm. We're going to take the device. We're going to have it analyzed by somebody who's qualified, either at Arizona State University or somewhere in the Phoenix area. Mm-hmm. And we are also going to have the video and audio analyzed. I don't want to say what it is yet because we're really excited about it. But that's it. I mean, we can do it and we can make our judgments, but we're going to take it a step further because we want to be honest.
Right.
So that's why I want to know what I know. That's why I have to know what I know. I'm never going to say anything that I don't understand to the public. So, and that's just because I owe it to the community. Literally owe it to everybody. And we all owe it to ourselves to be serious and be honest with ourselves and what we're doing.
Well, I think that that's the way.
Right back to you also, we're taking the oath of integrity. Literally. We're going to pledge an oath to the people that we come in contact with, the people we deal with, the members on our website, the viewers that view our Facebook postings, our videos, our photographs, our, you know, everything, that what you read, we are pledging that our integrity is on the line here. We're not only pledging integrity, we're pledging honesty. We're going to go above and beyond to try to make everything as honest and as forthcoming as possible. And, you know, in the words of our beloved president, Barack Obama, transparent. Transparency. You know, which I haven't seen from the federal government yet. But that's another show in itself.
That's right. That's not what we're here to talk about, darn it. We know the government's not transparent unless it shows up on WikiLeaks. We just don't know.
No, we just don't know. Yeah, we wanted to talk to you guys a little bit about the documentary that you're working on, the prison and looks like a ghost town in Arizona. The trailer on your website, is that what that is? A ghost town?
Go ahead, Barry.
What?
Well, I think that Jeff's poking at me to kind of talk on this discussion. The original principle behind this. Was, I mean, we live in a fantastic place for history and for possible paranormal phenomena.
Right.
You know, ghost towns and mining towns, they're just, you know, obviously, I think everybody, there's no secret, they're just a wealth of possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a million theories floating out there. Well, it was because it was violent. Well, it was because it was a mining town and there's these veins of metals that run in the ground and hence it, you know, it helps conduct whatever energies are needed. But no matter what it is, it's just a really awesome place to be out here, to be based here. Mm-hmm. We got Phil in South Carolina. We got Jeff's out, you know, in Mesa. I'm in Phoenix. But it's just cool because we're spread across. Mm-hmm. But what we did was we decided to take a truck down to Globe, Arizona. This is not a place that's advertised as being, you know, a big-time paranormal vacation stop, so to speak.
Right.
However, there are two notable locales there, and one being an old schoolhouse that has been turned into a bed and breakfast, and the second being the old Gila County Jail.
Okay.
So in doing some research about the town and such, we decided, hey, let's go hit it. Let's go, you know, kind of put some of this to the test and see what's going on out there. So what you're seeing in the trailer is you're seeing some shots from the schoolhouse, and then you are seeing us in our arrival at the jail, in which we were very fortunate to have the town historian is in charge of the building. Pretty much lock us in there. And we had it to ourselves.
That sounds a little Ghost Adventures-ish.
Yeah, really.
It does. But you know what? The bottom line is that there was a murder in that prison. Excuse me, jail. There was a murder that was committed, and there's a lot of mystery surrounding that murder. We did say that we do our research, but this was kind of jumping into the jail was kind of a fast thing, so we did some research, but the one thing we didn't read about was much about the murder. Mm-hmm. And that murder, in fact, it affected two young ladies in 19, 11 that were killed, 14 and 12 years old, according to the records. And finally, an assassination that was carried out from the courthouse next door into a cell in which the gentleman was shot and killed right there in the cell. Let's just say this. We were very surprised, and I talked to you about the blind testing with maybe with a sensitive. We're in there. We're reading some of the information from the old newspaper postings in the lobby area, because they do have tours of parts of the jail that are public. We're actually putting it all together. We got this all on film the whole time, putting it together, trying to guesstimate which window from the drawing that we saw, and then try to find the cell, which we had no idea. We did, in fact, not only find the cell, and we even found out what corner that this gentleman was murdered or was shot in. And let's just say this. We didn't read about it. We investigated and got responses to find it. When a historian came to let us out, close up shop, so to speak, we told him, and he was like, wow. Because not only did we find the correct cell, we found the correct corner by asking. So that's why, and that's all I'm going to say about it. It was just phenomenal. We had a great time. It was a very successful investigation at this point. And you know what, guys? We're heading back. Filming isn't done.
Cool.
We're going to go back. So
I'd like to address one thing that you said about it being locked down was kind of a ghost adventure issue.
Yeah, I was teasing.
Well, go ahead, Jeff. You know, I've been doing that style for over 30 years.
So, they're copying you. That's your intellectual property, darn it.
And besides, they're from Las Vegas. You know, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
But okay, hey, guys. Rick, where did you see that trailer? Because I don't find it on their site.
Oh, that was at TGAPH, the Great American Phenomenon Hunt. Right, okay. TGAPH.tv, and you can go there and you can read a little bit more about Jeff, Barry, and Phil, the team, as well as you can watch the trailer for this this documentary that they have coming out.
Oh, it's right up at the top!
Right up at the top.
All righty, well, and that's why we need to go to break.
What you see in that trailer is what you get. None of it was acted out or portrayed. Our cameraman followed us.
Cool.
And that's it.
And I got to tell you, just looking at the front of the trailer.
Make sure your speakers are turned up.
Okay. I can say is that is a really awesome looking leather duster, dude.
You like that?
Yeah, Jeff, you got the whole cowboy thing going for you.
Jeff is the marshal.
The Marshall.
Is the Marshall.
Okay, well, hey, let's do this. We're going to go to break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk some more about this. But we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to Paranormal Underground Radio on Z-Talk Radio. Hold tight, guys.
Hi, everyone. It's Karen Frazier at Paranormal Underground.
And I'm Rick Hale, Paranormal Underground writer.
We're here to invite you to explore the unexplained with Paranormal Underground Radio, live and on the air.
Join us every Thursday night for paranormal talk and great guests from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time on ztalkradio.com.
Eight, I deliver your Sunday paper every week.
Seven, I'm the intern. We work on the same floor.
One in eight Americans is struggling with hunger.
Six, our kids walk to school together every day.
Including millions of children and seniors.
Five, we chat in the elevator at work sometimes.
We all know people who aren't sure where their next meal is coming from.
Four, I'm your cashier at the grocery store.
Three, I work at the coffee shop around the corner.
Two, I'm your babysitter. I care for your children.
One, I'm your grandmother's friend. We play bingo together.
Who's the one in eight in your life that needs help? You can make a difference through Feeding America and its nationwide network of more than 200 food banks. Take action at feedingamerica.org/1in8. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Did you know
know that you can talk to your favorite show hosts from the ZTalk Radio Network? Check out the forum and see what it's all about at ztalkradio.com. You're listening to ZTalk Radio Network.
See, Jeff, are you a believer?
And what, the turkey spank? Did you tell him about the turkey, the monkey
it's
spank?
Not a turkey, it's a monkey spank. Monkey spank.
That's right.
Sorry, Cheryl.
I can ask you how you verify.
It's all right.
See, Jeff, a couple weeks ago I got into some trouble, so it's like I have to watch my mouth.
No, you're not in trouble. You're not in trouble.
Gotcha.
What did you get in trouble for? Oh my gosh, something weird on my computer started talking to me. It's all good now.
Something about I don't know, there was like this all this negative attention toward, I was talking about the place where I like to keep my roosters.
Oh, that, so, yeah.
Yeah, that thing.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so anyways, hello everybody, we are back to Paranormal Underground Radio. This is your host, Rick Hale. I'm here with Karen Frazier, my lovely and talented co-host, and unfortunately, Barry Doyle has had to hit the high road. Apparently, the tech god is needed in other realities, so we are still here with Jeff Grunau and the Ghost Box Kid himself, Phil Summers.
Billy the Kid.
Of the Great American Phenomenon Hunt.
I believe that is phenomena.
Doop doop doop. No, sorry, guys. So let me ask you something, Phil. Do you have, when you guys with the documentary, do you have you had a lot of opportunity to use the Ghost Box, and have you had a lot of really good hits on it?
We
We actually did have an opportunity to use the ghost box, and when we did, we didn't really get a lot of hits, per se, but we did get some, you know, we did have some random questions, and, you know, there's a couple answers in there. But we got a lot more, you know, straight EVP evidence than we did with the ghost box this time. It was a little strange for me not to get, you know, the evidence that I normally do
right
on a ghost box. Yeah, we did.
So was it in the schoolhouse or was it in the jailhouse?
We actually used it inside the jailhouse, and one of the questions that we asked was, you know, you say all of our names, and sure enough, and it, after the question was it, you know, asked, you know, it said Jeff's name, it said my name.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, and the clearest of all, it said Barry Doyle, and that was probably one of the only.
That was something that I heard. I heard the name Barry Doyle.
And so you heard the disembodied voice,
so
and
clear.
Hmm.
It was unbelievable.
So was it also a disembodied voice as well as on the ghost box?
As far as the disembodied voice goes, I mean. It's kind of hard to say because sometimes, you know, they are disembodied voices that come through the ghost box, and sometimes, you know, they are radio voices that are meshed together to actually come out, you know, audio matrix into a word, you know,
mm-hmm.
And that's how it works. That's how the ghost box works, and a lot of people are against the ghost box because of that reason, and that's, you know. I don't see why they're against it because of that reason, you know.
Well, that's kind of what I thought of, you know, the whole ghost box thing at first, that it was all, you know, constantly going through 13 different channels. It's, you know, it's going to pick up a random string of words, but after reading a little bit more and watching some videos and stuff like that, I have yet to work with one myself, but I plan on doing a hack box sometime.
Sweet.
And sure there is randomness in the universe, but not that kind of randomness.
Right.
These are questions that are being intelligently answered, and not, like I said, not just some random stream of words or whatever. So
yeah, I haven't used mine in a while. I was telling you guys before the show that I am going through my annual crisis of ghost faith, and. And yeah, I haven't used my ghost box in a while, and I haven't had any really good ghost evidence like whack me in the face recently. So I'm back in my crisis of faith mode. It'll clear up.
That's the thing. We got a lot of activity and Phil experienced some personal things. We can't go into a lot of detail, but it's going to come out where you're going to see something happen to Phil Summers, the ghost box kid, on film. That I don't think has ever been shown with anybody, anywhere, on any show, documentary, video, YouTube posting, anywhere, ever, period.
A ghost grabs his butt?
I've only experienced it twice in my life, and for it to happen right there, it just blew my mind away. It really did.
I'm just a little bit disappointed that you're going to leave it at that now.
Yeah, because, really.
You know.
I have to, just because it... You know, the promos are out. This is a work in progress. You know, it's going to be well worth the wait. It really is, honestly. It is.
Oh, man, you entertainment types, let me tell you.
So stinking secretive.
I know, right?
Yeah.
It's like Barry Fitzgerald on the show. It's like all he ever talked. He spoke the whole time in riddles. You know, it's like, I can't tell you this, but I can tell you this. And you know what? Yeah. And I have noticed that there seems to be an awful lot of people named Barry in the paranormal field.
Yes, but how many of them are gods?
I agree. What's up with that?
I don't know. I just realized that, but yeah.
That's right, because we're going to be talking to Barry Taff here pretty soon too, and there's another one.
That's the
Barry
whole.
Clinton, you've got Barry Fitzgerald. Now you've got Barry Doyle. I mean,
well,
come on, this is getting a little scarier.
Yeah, he's up there though because he is the god. So he's like God, and then there's the sun.
And there's the minor. Then there's the minor deities.
Yeah,
yeah.
That would be me.
Yeah, but, like you were talking about the ghost box, You know, you really weren't familiar with it. You really didn't understand what was going on. You hadn't done a lot of research on it. And now that you're doing some research and you're really getting in there kind of heavy into it and really digging into it, you're starting to understand it more. Well, that's what one thing we're going to do with this equipment, with the technology. We're going to do the experiments. We're going to show you the evidence. We're going to show you the stats on it, show you how it works, show you how it performs in the field, and then you can make up your own mind whether that would be something for you or not.
Right.
You know, it's all everything you're going to need to know right there and more. And the thing is, too, we're
no, because everything I need to know, I still have to experience all of it myself. So everything.
Yeah. But the thing is, too, you know, there's not a central location where anybody can go and get the guidance if they've got a question, if they've got an issue, to have it, you know, to have it addressed, to ask that question. And, you know, I mean, come on. Send Jason from TAPS an email. Do you think he's going to respond? I don't think so.
He responds to my emails.
I mean, come on.
Big Daddy Hawes is too important right now.
No, he responds to my emails, but it's usually because there's something going on and I'm trying to get information and he's afraid that if he doesn't give it to me, I'm going to use, you know, somebody else's. So
I don't know. I just think that big bald head has gotten too big.
And shiny.
I have no comment.
Ooh, shiny. I like shiny things. So, you know, I'm a girl. I'm easily distracted by shiny things. What can I say?
Are you saying that Jason's head has eight sides?
Multifaceted. I'm saying that. Yes, he's multifaceted.
Oh, so now he's a faceted, eight-sided, shiny thing.
Yoo-hoo. Yes, right. And Valentine's Day is coming up, too.
Oh, yeah.
And here we go.
Rub that head for good luck.
But I do understand what you're saying. I actually appreciate what you're doing.
If there's not a question, we're going to answer it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we're going to answer it personally. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that to me is a big thing. Because if you get anybody out there today, right now, that is any kind of knowledgeable in this field, it's very, very difficult to get to that person and to get some guidance, to ask a question. You know, say, hey, you know, what do I do in this kind of a situation? It's just hit or miss. You might, you know, one that I'll really give them a lot of kudos is Chip Coffee. If you contact Chip Coffee with a problem, he responds to you. And that man has tens of thousands of emails that he gets every single day.
Oh, yeah.
But he manages to keep on top of it, and he answers personally everything that you ask him. If you've got a problem, if you've got a question, he'll answer it.
I hear a lot of good things about Chip.
That's the way you want to do things.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and that's the way you've got to do things. But what happens when it becomes too much to handle in it, you know?
That's when you get people.
I can only hope that it becomes too much to handle.
Then you'll need people.
Well, then we'll need people. That's fine.
That's right. And then your people can contact our people. Rick and I are at that stage of fame right now.
We're just
overrun.
Yeah. You know, we're
stunning.
We're like five steps below the Tijuana Donkey and the Tijuana Donkey Show in Mexico. But we're getting there, Jeff. We're getting there.
One listener and one leader at a time.
Show. Oh, God. That is just so wrong on every level that I can think of.
And it's those kind of things that got me in trouble, right, Sharon? Or Cheryl?
Yeah, wow, you just...
Okay, like, wait a minute. Can't even remember my name. And yes, that's exactly what got you in trouble.
As far as I know, the Tijuana Donkey Show is somebody goes and rides around on a donkey in Tijuana, right?
Exactly. That's exactly it.
No.
No,
yeah,
that's it, Jeff.
Right. Sure.
You're going to get me fired, Jeff.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I'm going to lose out on all those great pictures of Karen.
That's right.
You know what? That is exactly right. You're right. It's a guy that rides around Tijuana on a donkey. Yes.
Yes.
There you go. See, now Rick will keep getting those pictures, and then he'll keep having those nightmares. We'll be able to sleep at night. So we just have about 4 minutes left, and so I wanted to give you guys the opportunity to tell the listeners anything that you want them to know. Well, not anything, but you know.
The launch of the website, www.tgaph.tv, is going to be February 7th. The website is up now. It's kind of bare. It kind of looks like a ghost town because there's hardly anything there right now. The content is going to be going up literally every day until the 7th. Mm-hmm. Get this thing all filled up and everything. It's just going to be a wealth of knowledge. Please go and sign up, join the cafe, look around, create your profile, you know, load your photos, load your videos, post in the forum, you know, request friends, everything. Just, you know, treat it as your profile. This is your website. This is for everybody out there in the phenomena subjects to use. You know, use it. Utilize it. It cost me big money to make this thing, so use it, dang it.
I just tried to sign up, but apparently there must be a double opt-in or something, so I'm assuming when I get to my other computer that has my email address on it that I'll find an opt-in link or something.
You have to respond to the email that you would get, and please check your spam and junk mail.
Oh.
That's 99% of the time where it goes, is to the junk and spam mail.
Oh, my junk and spam mail doesn't work. I get everything. I get Oksana from Russia emailing me at least 4 or 5 times a day.
Does she want those pictures?
You know, I think I've won the European lottery 17 times this month already.
Wow. You know, I got my very first Nigerian scam email like 2 months ago. I've never had one before, so it was really exciting.
Are you kidding? I get those literally every single day.
Yeah. That was the first one I've ever gotten.
I have some Nigerian prince who wants to give me millions of dollars for doing absolutely nothing.
Damn!
That's right. That's right, because he trusts you.
Exactly. He trusts me. He knows that I'm not going to talk.
He has checked you out on the internet, and you seem like a very upstanding individual. He wants to do business with you.
Absolutely.
Very good. Okay, so tgaph.tv. And on the very front page, you'll get to see that really ripping cool duster I was talking about. The leather duster and the cowboy hat. And Phil, you're going to be in the magazine in February.
Yes, ma'am. I'm very excited about that.
That's really cool. Okay, so there will be a Q&A with Phil in September's magazine. And when you guys get this thing up and running,
February.
Will you come back?
Sorry. What? February. You said September because I typed September. It's February.
Oh, my God. Did I say September? February.
Yeah.
It all started with Sharon, and that's it. It's all
yeah, thanks, Rick.
Is it any wonder why my name is first?
That's right. So, anyway, as I was saying, as the gracious hostess that I am, you guys will come back when you're up and running with the show and talk
with
to
the mostess.
More than definitely. We will love to come back.
Very good. And you'll bring the God with you as well.
That God will be here. Yes, ma'am. He will be here in the entirety.
Sweet. Okay. Well, we're going to go to break. Thank you so much for coming on, guys. When we come back, we're going to be talking to the Ghost Gadget guy. He's not quite a deity yet, but he's working on elevating himself to that level. We'll be talking with Michael Krabchuk. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. This is Paranormal Underground Radio on...
Talk, Karen. Talk. ZTalkRadio.com.
That's right.
Yo, what's up? This Black Eyed Peas. And we're here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Music is one of the most important things in our lives, but nothing is more important than life itself. So when you drink and drive, you're risking the life of yourself and the lives of everybody on the road. Don't plan to drive, just plan ahead.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Nick Redfern, and you're listening to Paranormal Underground Radio on ZTalk Radio.
I love that accent. Welcome, everybody. Welcome back to Paranormal Underground Radio. It's Karen Fraser, and with me, as mostly always, is my good friend and co-host, Bert Coates. No, wait.
What?
No, what?
It is I, Rick Hale.
It is Rick Hale. And we have with us, apparently he is now billing himself as the technical mental midget. That would
be me,
Mr. Mike Krawchuk. Hey, so how do you feel about this whole, that somebody else has been deemed the tech god?
I think it's good. It takes all the pressure off of me.
All right. Now okay, you can just you be go. A guy.
That's it. You know, it raises the bar, so.
You could become the tech Satan.
I could do that.
Yeah.
The tech antichrist, Mike.
Oh.
I want to become the Justin Bieber of the ghost tech world. Can I do that?
Your voice is not high enough, and you do not look like a girl.
Yeah.
I will wear tighter shorts.
Well, that might help with the voice, but how's that going to make you look like a girl?
We'll work on that.
So, hey, you guys, now that I have both of you lovely people in the Midwest, hey, how's the weather back there?
Shut up, Karen.
It sucks.
Yeah,
I'm so sorry, man. Sucks. It does suck.
And not only that, the Bears did not go to the Super Bowl.
Football being played? No.
Yeah, one more game this weekend, right? It's Sunday, yeah. Right? Yeah. Yep. Oh, I didn't.
Only a few more
weeks
until spring training, folks. Spring training. Go Cubs.
That's right.
This is the year.
I did not even put any Super Bowl questions into the lightning round questions. I was just totally spacing when I did those. I'm always spacing. When I say I was totally spacing at one point, let's be serious. It's all the time. Right? Right.
Right. Absolutely. Right.
Okay, so, Michael, you are here to talk about EM pumps. And I'm going to hazard a guess that EM stands for electromagnetic. Am I right?
You get the gold star. You're gonna be elevated up to tech goddess pretty soon.
I already am a goddess.
Karen is a goddess.
See,
I think she's the gilf. The GH.
I love that.
The gilf there. So
I'll tell my husband that. I won't tell him that you think. So I'll just tell him that that's what I am now. I'm the gilf.
I like it. Yeah, let's talk EM pumps here. So, okay. The EM pump. It's these have been out for a while now, and I've heard folks using them in different incarnations several years ago, but I don't think they really ever got a real name until Ghost Adventures were running around with them on their show. What was that, probably about a good year 2 years ago, and mm-hmm. This was a device that they turned on and all hell seemed to break loose, right? But I guess that kind of happens every episode with them.
Yeah.
But essentially what these EM pumps do is they produce an electrical magnetic field, if you will, and they'll act as a beacon or an energy source for paranormal activity. Some people say that it attracts ghosts. Some people say that it gives them something to feed off of. And the first one that you saw that was out there was actually, quote, the EM pump that was out there. And it's a real basic device made by Bill Chappell, same guy who made the puck and the obelisk and all sorts of different things out there. Mm-hmm. And the EM pump itself, simple switch, turn it on, and away it goes. And essentially what it does is it puts out a low-frequency EM field, and it literally sweeps up the frequency field in the electromagnetic range. And if you put a tri-field meter next to it, or K2 or something, you'll actually be able to see this thing in action. And again, people say that these can be used as almost like a beacon, a flashlight saying to the ghost, hey, we're here, come visit. Or again, maybe almost like a ghost candy, if you will, something from the munch on and to get more energy.
Well, candy would lure me if I was a ghost, just saying.
Hey, Mike, hold on a second, though, but doesn't like Big Daddy Hawes and the people at TAP say that, too much EM frequency actually causes people to have hallucinations. It doesn't really attract ghosts. I mean,
as far as causing people to hallucinate, I'll be honest with you. These devices, especially the first one that was out there, the EM pump, if you put the meter right next to it, at about mm-hmm. 10 inches away, you'll see the EM field being produced by these things. You get any further than 12 inches away, and it's not even noticeable. And we're talking on very sensitive meters. So, you know, I can't really speak to how much, you know, electrical magnetic radiation, if you will, these things are actually producing. You know, I actually jokingly stuck one on my head one night just to try to see if I was going to see God, but it didn't
happen. Aww.
That so just
where
goes
on earth, they don't where know do you get these puppies?
No, the one that's out there, Bill.
Because I don't see any. I'm searching for them online. Where do they come
from? He does have another one that's out there that apparently it's been on a couple new shows that I just haven't taken the time on my DVR to look at. He's got one out there called, it does an EM vortex, and apparently this is like a whirling dervish of an EM field, if you will. And I'm not sure how that attracts the paranormal activity more, but apparently it does, and that's to the tune of, I believe it's around $198.
So, money well spent.
Money well spent, exactly. And there's another one that's out there, and this is from the folks at Modatronic, the maker of the full-spectrum camera, a lot of the folks see out there, and that's the new controversial Paracorder 667 that's out there that they actually have it deemed to be a ghost detector, if you will. But without going into that part of it, this thing actually does put out the same thing, a pulsating EM field that's said to attract ghosts, and they actually put on there it's a ghost lure or a ghost bait, if you
will. $89.95.
Wow. $89.95. At Walmart prices, nice.
$89.95.
That is it. And I have to tell you, you know, we've used these in our investigations, and we've had times in which we've used them and we've gotten activity, and we've had more times that we've used them and we haven't gotten activity. So I'd say the jury is still out on whether or not these are that useful in the paranormal field, to be honest with you.
Okay. Well, isn't the jury still out pretty much on everything that we use in the paranormal field? I mean, it's all still experimental, you know.
But if you give me $50 or, what is that, $89.95, I'm sure I can sell you something else.
Yeah.
That's right. I think I'll wait before I purchase one of those to see how they... I'll let you buy them and test them out. And when you have achieved and decide that these work, then you let me know, Michael.
Oh, hello?
Hello?
We had a weird lag again. Sorry.
I
hate those lags.
I do, too. I said, just let me know when you... when you've tested it out and spent the $89.95 and it works, give me a call.
You got it.
Sounds what about good. Reaching godhood? Make sure you call us when you reach godhood.
Yeah, that'd be great too.
That's not going to happen in my house between a Sicilian wife and the twins and my 10-year-old daughter. Yeah, I'm very low on the food chain.
Yeah.
You can be a god in your own mind, though.
That is it. In my mind, I've gone to Carolina.
So, any other equipment out there right now that's worth talking about?
You know, I'm going to leave this one up to Andy. The one thing that I'm getting excited about is this Spectre cam that's out there. That's actually a pretty decent full spectrum camera that's out there. The footage that's out there on it is pretty darn crisp, and a lot of people are getting some really interesting results with it, especially in the ultraviolet range.
That's not the one that you used that got the shadow figure, is it?
No, that was actually the one from Modatronic. And you know, that's not a bad camera. Okay. You know, it's within the $200 price range. The Spectre cam is a little bit more. Andy Selfridge, who's been on the show, he's a big fan of the Spectre cam. And I think you're going to see a lot more information and a lot more video evidence out there coming out of this thing.
Okay, very good. So cool. When are you and Rick going to get together and go do some ghost hunting?
Hopefully soon.
Hopefully soon, yeah.
Away from the baby bottles there.
Well, and once you're actually able to leave the house and go somewhere too, huh?
Once we're able to actually get out of this snow. So
yeah,
we've
really.
We've got 5 to 6 foot drifts in front of our houses.
Oh, God. Go ahead.
I was going to say that picture that I texted you with today, Karen, that's a 10-foot wall out there.
I know. Well, you know, it's so funny because, of course, I live in Western Washington, and we get a flake, and that's it. You know, mm-hmm. it's it's all over. It's a disaster here. We can't handle our snow at all. But then I go to other parts of the country and they can't handle the rain. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Okay. So we have talked. So have you filled us all in on the, what was it called? I'm going to call it the EM pump.
The EM pump. EM pump. Yeah. I don't know how much more I can say out there about it. You know, I've scoured the web and the forums, and I've really yet to find anybody that's been able to say that they've got anything conclusive using these.
Yeah, okay. And they're pretty hard to find too. I found that one that you just mentioned, but they're not easy to, the Paracorder by Modotronic. But other than that, they're not. You can't just Google search EM pump and have a whole bunch of them pop up. So
yeah.
Okay, well, so why don't we go ahead and move on to the lightning round then? We're a little bit early with it, but hey, we can bring Chad and Cheryl on and, stretch it out. I think I asked really, really, really pithy questions. So is Chad going to be able to make it on, Cheryl?
Yeah.
I know he's having headphone problems.
I think he's coming. Let me ask him. Hold on.
Okay. Well, we need him.
Okay, he's coming.
Yay. Chad, let's go.
Let's go, Chad.
Oh, man. I'm always waiting around for guys.
Seriously, what's up with that?
Well, I live in a household full of them, you know, so do you. No, you have Crystal at least, so you get a little balance.
Yeah, except Crystal doesn't live here.
Well, I know, but you see her.
Yeah.
Me.
Crystal, are you still listening? I think she's in the chat room.
Oh, hey, Chad's here.
There he is.
Or did she, yeah. Crystal, are you in the chat room? Like we can hear her.
Chad. Hello.
There he is. Hello, Chad. Say hello to Michael, Chad.
I'm being a good
host. See, I'm being a good hostess. Well, that was not awkward in the slightest.
No, that seemed kind of weird.
What's up with that?
So here's the deal. I'm looking at my questions, and of course, my very first question that I'm about to read on the air, so now I'm totally outing myself, is it says, can you forward these to Michael? Rick, go! No. So that's probably not the first question. Okay.
I thought that was the question. I'm like, what am I reading here?
See, it's not just me. Yeah, but you're sleep deprived. What's my excuse, huh?
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about this new mega yacht that's on the way. It's called the Streets of Monaco. It's got a racetrack. It's got go-karts. It's got like a swimming pool and tennis courts and God only knows what else. So here's what I want to know. If you could make your own mega yacht, what would you put on it, Michael?
All right, as a ghost hunter, I've got this mega yacht, I'm going to put Waverly in it. I'm going to move the entire Waverly Hills of Style.
Nice.
I like that. Yeah, do you think that the ghosts go with the building, or do you think they stay on the location?
They'd want to be on my yacht.
That's right, party yacht. Okay, so Rick, on your mega yacht, what's going to be there?
A brewery.
Nice.
Yes.
Yes, microbrews, or is it going to be like just a big old brewery?
No, it's going to be a big old brewery.
Sweet, I'm partying on your yacht, and then I'm going over to Michael's yacht to see the ghosts. Okay, there Chad, what's on your yacht?
I'm gonna be silly about it. I'm gonna put like a smaller yacht,
so that you can get away in case of fire.
Get away from my getaway. Yes.
Yes, get away from. You notice he was going to say get away from my girlfriend, but then he realized that she was on the other line.
Cheryl, yeah, I don't think that's what he was about to say, hopefully.
Sounded like it to me.
We'll talk about that later, right, Chad? Okay.
Let's take a vote. Who thought that Chad was going to get away from his girlfriend? Me.
Boo! Boo!
Okay, right. So Cheryl, what's on your yacht?
Well, I have to put a paranormal ghost lab on there, but not only will I have a ghost lab, but I'm going to have a bowling alley right next door. So I can do a little ghost research and then hop over and do a little bowling and back and forth.
And then you could put a power and you could put a power generation plant too, so that you could get high EMF spikes and say, what was that?
Ooh.
Did you hear
that's
that?
A good idea. No, what the hell was that? So you gotta get it right. That's what they say. Or dude run. An idiot.
Yeah. Okay, so there's a housewife in Michigan and she created a 14-foot portrait of the Last Supper, and her medium was dryer lint. So if you were going to be making art, I want to know what you would use as your medium, Michael.
You know, I like to be interactive, so I would actually use bacon. Oh, just come up, scratch,
nice.
And you know, just eat the art itself. I think that'd be the way to go.
Very nice. Have you seen that there's a commercial right now that somebody makes like a big, huge football stadium out of meat and cheese? It's a Super Bowl commercial. I'm like, yes, that's perfect.
It's Soldier Field.
That's right.
Cheese stadium. Mm-hmm.
So, Rick, what's your medium?
Baby spit up, because there's a lot of it around here lately.
Yeah, that would be nice non-smelly art. Mm-hmm. You could use a little what's in the diapers too, you know, if you really if you wanted to vary your colors a bit. And then there maybe start feeding them grape juice.
Okay, I'm going to do that.
There you go. All right, very good. That's my parenting advice for the day. Feed your two-month-old child grape juice.
May as well give him chili too while I'm at it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so Chad, what are you going to use to make your art?
Macaroni.
Oh, you're a classic. You're a classicist. You want to go with the simple childhood art.
Yes.
Very good. Cheryl?
I've thought a lot about this, and I really want to use Rubik's Cubes to make an abstract sculpture.
Oh, very good. So what I want to know is, have you thought a lot about this before I sent you the question? Like, you sit around thinking about this, or was this just something you came up in response to the question?
I just came up with it now.
What's that?
Was that you yawning, Rick?
No, you're not boring me. Sorry about that.
I'm sorry. Go on, Cheryl.
Yeah, I just thought about it just now.
Okay. All right. Very good. So if you guys are really itching for a career at McDonald's, there's really good news. You can go to China and attend McDonald's first ever hamburger university. It's got such a low acceptance rate that the acceptance rate to McDonald's Hamburger University, it is harder to get into than Harvard. So what fast food would you study if they opened a school, provided, of course, you could get in, Michael?
I'm going to beat Rick to this. I'm going to say White Castle.
White Castle.
I would have the undergrad. I would have a doctorate from White Castle.
Very nice. Doctor, we could call you Dr. Castle.
Dr. Castle.
And being a god would be just so much closer. Okay, so Rick, how about you? Was White Castle your answer?
Actually, yeah, it was. So I'm out of this one.
We don't have them out here. Yeah, we don't have
them. You don't have White Castles out there?
No, I've never been to a White Castle.
Oh, okay. All right.
No. I don't know. Maybe they have them like somewhere else, but not in Washington that I've seen. So, Chad?
Is Pizza Hut considered fast food?
Yeah.
Actually used to work there, so, yeah.
Oh, well, you're well on your way to earning your degree. Congratulations. Very good. You have a running start. Okay, yeah. Cheryl.
Okay. I think that I'm going to study the Whopper from Burger King.
You know, you really shouldn't lob those out there, Cheryl. No.
Hey, I like that. I like that hamburger. It's a good hamburger. Rick's being good.
I worked at Burger King when I was in high school.
Did you?
Yeah, oh my God, I did. Wow. I was the little Burger King drive-thru window girl. I one time had this lady come through, and she was really, really mean, and she yelled at me because we didn't have tacos. And she kept saying, why don't you have tacos? And I kept saying, because this is Burger King. So,
so Karen, I got to ask, did you get all the Whoppers you wanted when you worked there?
I cannot say, because I was underage at the time, and my mother might be listening to this show.
Okay.
Moving on. All right. So the Daily Mail is reporting that Malawi is planning on outlawing farting, which means that Rick would be in jail right now.
Right now.
Right now. I mean, like, right this second.
In fact.
Right now.
Right now.
Oh, dear.
So here's what I want to know. If you could outlaw anything, what would it be, Michael?
I thought long and hard on this one. And, again, with the twins and the 10-year-old daughter and the wife, teen pop stars. I've had an overdose in my house, and I would like to outlaw them, because if I hear another Justin Bieber or Taylor Swift song, I will die.
Awesome answer. Or the other thing, the Kids Bop CDs. Have you heard those things? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, kill me now. God, just you wait, Rick. I hope that Kids Bop has Kids Bop does Snoop Dogg or something.
No, I have come into psychic contact with Theo, and I warned him not to be lame.
It just might happen anyway. So, Rick, what would you outlaw?
I would outlaw not just Justin Bieber, but that haircut of his. If I see one more preteen boy walking down the street, I swear to God, I'm going to grab a razor and I'm going to shave his freaking head. I hate that haircut. It is the stupidest looking hairstyle I've ever seen. I would outlaw that.
I saw it on a young man at Safeway. He was our bag boy the other day. And I'm sure that he, you know, has people come up to him daily and say, oh my God, are you Justin Bieber? And he says, no. Okay, so Chad.
Well, I'm surprised Rick didn't say Twilight or something like that.
I know. Well, we've kind of moved beyond the whole Twilight.
Yeah, I think we're beyond that.
Yeah, yeah. So what's yours, Chad?
Bad Drivers.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Well, wait a minute. That means we'd have to get rid of all the women in the world.
Oh!
I'm joking, because I'm a horrible driver, and my wife is way better than I am.
That would be Rick Hale at... He works for Taps Pyramid. Send them your hate mail. So, Cheryl, what would you outlaw?
Well, I think I'm going to have to outlaw Snuggies, and really the only reason is because I think Chad now loves his Snuggie more than me.
And yours is a cami Snuggie, right, Chad?
Yeah.
Does it wrap yourself around you so warmly that you no longer need Cheryl?
Actually, yes. I actually sleep with it sometimes.
That's, oh my God, he's got a whoopee.
He does. So, he
Cheryl,
does sleep with
that,
it.
Maybe that's why he needs that that yacht to get away from you on the other yacht.
Yeah, seriously, just take your Snuggie with you.
Just take your Snuggie and go.
Okay.
Is the Snuggie going to bring about the end of this relationship? We better pray to the tech god that doesn't happen.
One day the Snuggie's going to disappear. I don't know how, I don't know where, but it's going to be gone.
Over the wind chipper.
Yeah.
You know what you could do? You could cut it up, use it for art, okay, wait. Until yeah. Chad it was dryer lint.
Chad just said, I need to wash it, though. That's scaring me now.
He said he needs to wash it or you do.
Yeah, well...
Does it stand up in the corner by itself yet, Chad?
No, but it smells like farts.
Oh, God, is Rick sitting on it? all righty. Moving
Maybe
on.
Maybe that's what's haunting you around the desk chair.
TMI.
Yeah.
So, police in Silver Springs, Maryland, arrested a man who left his cell phone charging at the home of his burgling victim. So, I just want to know about stupid criminals that you've heard of, Michael.
I actually have a very recent case for this. This was hysterical. One of the folks I work with, his daughter's iPhone was stolen at school. What the thief didn't realize was that her pictures automatically upload to her, apparently her Apple account, and so the thief was actually taking pictures of herself and her friends that afternoon with the stolen iPhone, and it didn't take long for them to figure out who stole the iPhone.
Oh, gosh, that is pretty stupid. Well, very good. It's getting harder and harder to commit an intelligent crime in this day and age, I think. So, Rick, stupid crimes?
Haven't really heard of anything lately, sorry.
All right, no worries. You're not getting a lot of sleep, you know, so. Well, so, Chad, do you have a stupid crime?
Well, not really.
Well, this was a bad question, clearly, although Michael's answer worked for all of us. So, yeah. Cheryl, do you have a stupid crime?
Okay, I think I have a stupid crime for you. This one I read about, a man was going to rob a bank, and he thought that his clothes would give him away, because I guess he dressed in some unique clothing or something like that. So he decided that he would get naked and rob the bank. Unfortunately, he didn't realize that a naked man running down the street would catch the attention of the police.
God.
So, you know what happened then.
Oh, I would imagine
he went straight
so.
To jail. Yeah,
I would imagine.
Small withdrawal.
Yep.
But she's here all week, folks. Part of you. Don't your waitresses. Okay. So, a house in Portland, Oregon sustained more than $30 in damage because the residents of the house were using a hole in the floor as an ashtray for their cigarettes.
Oh.
So, all I can say is that they obviously had no grade school children who were taking art classes because everything I ever made in grade school, you know, I could make a macaroni necklace and it'd wind up looking like a frickin' ashtray. So, I want to know what your weirdest art project is that you ever brought home to your parents, Michael.
When I read this, I had to laugh because I actually did make for my father a wooden ashtray. And when I gave it to him, he actually looked at me when I was about 6 or 7 when I made it. gave me the look like, you are a retard. You are,
are you dead, boy? Oh, God. Oh, yeah, wooden ashtray is probably a pretty good one. How about you, Rick?
In metal class in high school, I made this. It was supposed to be one of those, a dust picker up for, you know, for sweeping.
Yeah.
And I made it for my mom, but when I brought it home, my mom decided that she would use it instead to put her as like a spice rack.
Oh, very nice.
I don't
nice.
Even know how that happened, but okay.
Well, I'm sure it was the thought that counted. So, Chad, how about you?
I actually made like a water pitcher, but it was kind of crooked, so.
Out of clay? Was it clay?
Yep. Yeah. We fired it and everything, so.
Yep. So, Cheryl, what was yours?
Okay, well, remember when you were in, like, in first grade and you'd do some pushpin art on the carpet in class?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I so loved that. And so I would take it home and give it to my family, but unfortunately they weren't as impressed as I was with it. But I tried.
Oh,
you know,
I
making those little pushpin things so fun.
We used to do, like, ivory soap carving and stuff, but the only thing I could model out of clay or carve was an owl. So... It was either my parents either got ashtrays or owls for me. So I think mine was an ivory soap carving of an owl, which my mother still has, by the way.
Not bad.
So it was a freaking, nice. It was a freaking awesome owl. That's all I can say. All right. So
and Rick, I want to mention one thing. Rick, get ready for this.
Mm-hmm.
The twins this summer, the 4-year-olds decided to draw their art project on the Honda Odyssey this summer with the rock. So, yeah.
Oh my God.
Good stuff.
Yeah, boy.
Wait.
That's the kind of thing where you just, that's a tough one. Yeah.
Can't wait.
Okay, so a Sydney, Australia study found that parrots are left-handed. So I want to know, what do you think is going to be the next totally useless piece of animal study that we hear about, Michael?
The real reason why dogs sniff each other's butts.
yeah. Well, you know, my little toy fox terrier, who's not very big, you know, he's a toy-sized animal, he was a really good jumper, and when we would walk down the hall, he would walk behind me when he was a puppy, jumping up, trying to smell my butt, like jumping, springing, you know, a couple feet in the air, trying to smell my butt walking through the hall. Nice, huh? Alrighty, so Rick? Right, Rick?
The sex life of earthworms.
Very nice. Okay, Chad?
Sorry, what was the question again?
What's the next totally useless animal study that we're going to hear about?
I have no clue.
All right, Cheryl.
Okay, I think the next study is going to be on how far the average camel can spit.
I think it's going to be how far somebody rides that donkey around Tijuana.
Oh, there you go.
Whoa. All right. So England is really lucky, or perhaps they are about to get lucky, because a souvenir company is selling royal condoms in anticipation of the upcoming royal wedding. So if you could have anything at all as a wedding favor, what would it be, Michael?
I would like to give everybody at my next wedding, and hopefully there's not one because I can't afford these anymore, a tattoo of our picture.
Hey!
Tattoo.
The gift that keeps on giving.
There you go.
Very nice. I like that one. Rick?
Well, when you're talking about royal condoms, how can you even make something up cool like? I mean, that is just really cool. I mean, does he even like women? I don't know, but...
You get married one?
Yeah, I guess so. But I don't have anything.
All right, Chad?
Bottle rockets.
Ooh, that's kind of cool. I'd like that, yeah. Cheryl?
I've got something better than a royal condom.
All right. Is it sushi. A royal diaphragm?
Sushi.
Oh, sushi.
Mm.
A commemorative sushi that they went home and they saved and, you know, then got deathly ill when they finally decided to eat it? Or
Yes, let's go with that.
Alrighty. Hey, that's all the questions I have for tonight. So, Cheryl.
Yes.
We have what on next week's show?
Oh my gosh, you're not going to believe it. Okay, we've got a great lineup coming up. Next week, we have Jessica Johns joining us from Wartime Paranormal, and they're out of Atlanta, Georgia. Also, Mindy Kinnaman is going to come on, and I believe she's going to review the movie The Right with Anthony Hopkins. And I've seen it, and it's I highly recommend it. So we'll see what Mindy has to say. But and then the week after, we're going to talk to Josie Varga, who we talked to a couple of months ago, but we're doing a follow-up with her. Yeah. And she's going to...
Karen cut off prematurely.
Yeah, way to go, Karen.
Yeah, thanks, Karen. She's going to talk about her books, Visit from Heaven and Visits to Heaven. And
is she okay with me being on that show?
Oh, yeah. Oh, she had no problem with it. And then our Paranormal Underground's science editor, J.D. Harrison, is going to join us and talk about his favorite urban legend, which he's going to keep a secret and tell us when he comes on. And then the week after, we're going to talk to Dave Galvin from the Paranormal League of America. Let me just add, we're going to talk to Dr. Barry Taff on March 3rd. And so we're really excited about having Dr. Barry Taff on.
Yeah.
And Yeah, we got a good lineup coming up.
Okay, so real quick, because we have a couple minutes here, so what do you think JD's favorite urban legend is? I'm going with the stolen kidneys. What do you think, Michael?
Ooh. Oh, let me think about it for a second.
Okay, we'll go to Rick and come back.
I'm thinking about the concrete in the Cadillac.
What's that one?
I don't know that one.
Concrete in the Cadillac, where the guy thinks that his wife or the girl thinks that his woman is his the wife thinks that her husband is either cheating on him or vice versa, and then they come home one day and they see this brand new Cadillac sitting in the driveway. So they're like, oh my god, they're cheating on me, and so they bring in a cement truck and they fill it up full of cement.
Okay, all right. So you got one yet, Michael?
I do.
Okay.
How about the urban legend where the folks go on a vacation, they have a great time, and they come home and they develop their pictures, and they find that the maids were doing all sorts of things with their
toothbrushes.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite urban legends. I love that one. So, Chad, what do you think JD's going to come up with for his favorite urban legend?
I don't know. Probably something to do with a ghost or something like that.
Bloody Mary. So, what do you think, Cheryl?
Well, I don't even know if this is so much an urban legend as a cultural belief, but what about the evil eye?
Ooh.
What is that? Mm. Does that qualify? Or?
Is the evil eye the same thing as the hairy eyeball?
The Malooks? I think that's more of a cultural thing, cultural superstition.
You can go with it, though, we're just guessing anyway.
Yeah.
So, After Paranormal Underground Radio here in just a few minutes, you will be listening to Rob and Travis on Night Views Radio, so hopefully you'll stick around for that. And check out the magazine online at paranormalunderground.net. Anything I'm missing, Cheryl?
No, I just want to say thanks to everyone who joined us tonight. It was great talking to Phil, Jeff, and Barry, and of course Michael, as usual. Very informative.
That's right. Barry. So it's TGAPH.TV. And Michael, remind us of your website.
www.gadgetguy.com.
All right, Skype freaked out again. That was strange.
You might need to say that again because we had you sort of faded out.
We got the lag again. All right, again. www.ghostgadgetguy.com.
See, that time I kept my finger off the dump button and it all worked out. So, Rick, you need to go take some Tums, apparently, or do something so that your wife will let you sleep in the bedroom with her tonight. And everybody else, you have a terrific evening. Stay tuned for Night Views Radio, and we will be back next week, Paranormal Underground Radio on Z-Talk Radio. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Thanks.
If you'd like to be a guest on Paranormal Underground Radio, email editor@paranormalunderground.net. Until next week, keep exploring the unexplained at www.paranormalunderground.net and join us again next week for Paranormal Underground Radio on the Z-Talk Radio Network.